I am feeling super unmotivated today. I mean, I've gotten work done. I actually ate lunch at a normal time and just overwhelmed by just menial tasks. My solace is that I'm not being irrational about this. And to know that there are others dealing with this exact same thing right now. You know, a long time ago, someone gave me a bit of advice. You only have to stay one class ahead of your students. Now, I've never found that to be true on a large scale, but it's nice to think when we find ourselves getting behind with grading, our own research, our own lives. You know, students have been struggling to find this motivation as well, I'm sure. This is happening all across this country and around the world. Free time feels so much more stressful than it does relaxing. This is Dispatches from Student Quarantine, episode 101, The Silent Thief, What COVID-19 Has Stolen From Us as Individuals.
My name is Emily Kuhn, and I'm currently a freshman mass communications and graphic design dual major at Elizabethtown College. Just as I transitioned into college from high school, I was made to transition yet again to basically an online student, which has been beyond difficult for me, being quarantined in my house with my family in the middle of nowhere, Oriental Pennsylvania.
My name is Kevin Wenger, and I'm a senior business administration student at Elizabethtown College. I had the end of my senior year robbed from me due to the COVID-19 outbreak, and I am now quarantined in my house in Kingsville, Maryland.
My name is Patrick Osborne, and I am a first-year mass communications major from Middletown, New Jersey. To be honest, my first year went from bad to worse. Now, I'm not saying I didn't have fun and didn't make new friends. I'm just saying that this year has been rough. First semester, I ended up getting mono, and now second semester, COVID-19 sent us home? This is not how I pictured my first year of college.
In this episode, each of us will tell our own stories about what life has been like being quarantined during this time, how we are dealing with it, and what this pandemic has exactly taken from us.
Unprecedented would be the first word that comes to mind when speaking about the global pandemic that is coronavirus, or COVID-19. Not many can say that they have lived or are living through unprecedented history, but here we lie. To many, this virus is an extension of vacation, being taken lightly because they will have more opportunities to make up the times they are missing now. For me, this is far from the case. This is a significant transitional period in my life, and it has only become more tumultuous due to this outbreak of sickness. My colleagues, folks of similar age, and I were already counting down the days to enter the infamous real world, and this has only accelerated the process. Coping with this time of hardship has been painful, but I keep telling myself I need to smile in the face of adversity, as I will come out a stronger individual. These are some things that have been heavy on my mind, and overcoming these daily thoughts has been strenuous. From a school standpoint, it has been an extremely rough transition. Not knowing that I was sitting in my last class, going to the bar with my friends for the last time, attending my last Elizabethtown College party, and even saying goodbye to my friends for the last time as Elizabethtown College students is a tough pill to swallow. I hate online classes. The main reason I attended a small college was so I could utilize the microscopic population size to interact with students and faculty. I hate that my senior week will never happen, when no one else had this privilege taken away from them. I hate that my commencement ceremony got moved to a virtual platform, and I hate that the actual ceremony is indefinitely postponed. I like to think of myself as a pretty adaptable person, so to think about what this is doing to students who are less resilient pains me for them. From a work standpoint, I'm extraordinarily grateful that I was proactive in my job search, as I lined up a job right before recruiters started to freeze the application processes. This does not mean that I'm not blind to what is happening to the workforce right now. An unmatched number of Americans have applied for unemployment, once again proving how this situation is unprecedented. I see the fear in my friends as they are scrambling to find a job they could land. They do not want to feel that the last 4 years of hard work will be for nothing, having their life plans being put onto an indefinite halt, and I fear discouragement could take over. This could be worse than the 2008 recession. In my new workplace, I'm going to have to cope with the fact that my first day could be from a remote location, like my couch. This will cause me to overcome even more adverse situations that I have never before experienced. From a personal standpoint, I need to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. This is a time I need to work on myself. If I do not come out of this hiatus in history with tangible improvements to my lifestyle, it will be very apparent to me that the lack of time was never the issue. A lack of discipline was the issue. I've been trying to better myself doing whatever it takes, because after all, there's little traffic in the extra mile. My situation is an anomaly, being that there is so much that was going to happen in my senior year, and these are some of the thoughts that have been weighing me down. But I keep telling myself to cope. Just smile in the face of adversity.
I'm just gonna come out and say that being quarantined is the absolute worst. I am bored out of my mind, and looking at a screen for 75% of the day is killing me. I'm not one who can sit at a desk for hours at a time. I need to be doing something. I've actually started laying on my bed, looking at the ceiling of all things, because I don't want to look at a screen. And by the end of the day, my mind is just so drained from all this light homework that we've been getting that I don't want to read or color or do anything physical. And for me not doing something physical, there's a problem. And on top of that, doing the same thing every single day makes it that much harder to motivate myself to accomplish any assignment. I still get it done, but it just makes it 10 times harder. And don't even get me started on my sleep schedule. The term, what is sleep, is a real thing in my life right now. And I'm kind of over it. I just want to go back to sleep. I want to be able to sleep for 9-10 hours and be able to wake up at a decent time. This past weekend, I went to my sister's house to see the new babies, and while it was really nice to see them, my family and I had to look through the window. This whole thing is just crazy. Like, I just want to be able to hold my niece and nephew. Is that too much to ask? And on top of that, we were just told we couldn't leave our house for the next 2 weeks because they predicted that the virus is going to be at its worst point. I wasn't able to do much before we were told not to leave, but now I really can't do anything. I just hope this ends sooner rather than later, because I'm losing my mind being cooped up in a house 24/7. And I have friends that hang out almost every day. That's because they live right down the street from each other and they have the option to do that. They ask me to hang out all the time, but I have to keep denying it and saying, oh, I can't go out. Because my dad's 63, he's at an age where, or he's almost at the age where coronavirus is very deadly. And my mom just had surgery, so they're both in that compromised immune system stage, and I don't want to be the one responsible for bringing the COVID-19 into my own house. I don't want that baggage on me. So that's what's going on right now, and just honestly, just try and find something to do. That's what I've been doing. I've tried coloring. I mean, every once in a while I'll color, but you just gotta find something to keep yourself busy to get you through this, and then it'll go a lot faster. Trust me.
Just as I was starting to enjoy the start of my freshman year, and then second semester, I started making spring plans with my friends. We were made to go home. As it was getting closer for us to have to move out, it really hit me that I'm not gonna see my friends for about 5 months, which, honestly, that's totally insane. Being taken away from my favorite people at my favorite place has just been really difficult. They're a huge factor that limit my stress of college and give me my motivation to even get the smallest things done. Now that I'm quarantined at home, the simplest things like getting assignments done have been rough without them. I know right now I procrastinate a lot more than I used to. Then there's also the struggle with trying to navigate to online classes. I always said that I would never be able to do anything like go into cyber school because I'm such a social butterfly. I only even have one class that I regularly meet with, so the rest of them I'm just having to communicate through email. And let me just say, I hate using email all the time. I just am not a big fan of it, and not having that talk-to-talk with my professors live and on email just has been rough. There are even a good many of my professors who are not putting assignments on Canvas, and then I start to get lost about what I have to submit for classes, like each day and everything. I have to keep going through my emails and trying to figure it out. Along with that, I feel like some of my classes have gotten harder with the more work that I'm getting than what I had with face-to-face classes. Honestly, the change has just been really stressful, trying to complete assignments when it is hard to find the motivation while being at home. It has also been like an ongoing challenge for me to be quarantined with my family, who are not able to really go into work, so they're stuck here at home with me. Now, like, don't get me wrong, I love my family, but there are some times that I just really need my own space, a way to get stuff done. That has been another added stress. I miss being on campus and having my time to get things done without being asked all the time, what are you doing today? When do you have to get on Zoom today? Or just the simplest things like, how much work do you have to turn in yet? And it just gets a little old after a while. I just have had so many mental breakdowns through this time, and I'm honestly just ready to stop being on the computer working on assignments for hours all day long. Then after a long day of assignments, I usually find the time to just Zoom or FaceTime my friends to either rant or just talk about how much we miss each other, because that there has been a huge thing that I'm missing. I just miss talking to my friends all the time, and so we Zoom for hours on end. So basically, I'm on my computer nonstop every day during these such nice spring days, which I wish I was enjoying on campus. I really hope that this quarantine ends soon because it is honestly making me go crazy at home.
The Silent Thief, What COVID-19 Has Stolen From Us, was produced by Emily Kuhn with Kevin Wanger and Patrick Osborne. For Dispatches from Student Quarantine, I'm Colin Helb.